I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. One of the bands to emerge from the New York indie rock scene a decade ago was the group Elephant. The lead singer was Diego Garcia.
Pick the girl up at the train stop where I live. Take a drive along the beach by the ocean.
Diego Garcia has now released his first solo album. It's called Laura.
Cries and whispers from the hall. You know this time she says she'll leave. The light above the bed is out, but I won't forget the promises you made.
Diego Garcia says he preferred punk and rock as a kid growing up in Michigan and Florida, so this music was a departure for him. It's actually closer to the music his Argentine parents listened to.
I grew up not liking the music my parents played, like every kid, you know.
What would they play?
Oh, they would play Julio Iglesias and early Sandro, which is an Argentine singer, Piero Fabio. They call it Época de Oro. They're the romantics, really, that created that genre in the late 60s, early 70s. And as a kid, I was listening to The Cure and, you know, The Ramones. I think as you get older, like, your tastes change and you start to appreciate that stuff, like wine, I guess.
Yeah.
And given my message or what was motivating me, which was the malady of love, it just felt right to sort of pick up where they left off. So in that sense, I was sort of looking back.
One of the people you didn't mention, who I can hear at least a little bit in some of your music, is Jobim, Antonio Carlos Jobim.
Oh, yeah.
Was that a conscious effort on your part? I mean, talk about the instruments that you use here.
I have to give most of the credit to my partner, really, on the project, Jorge Elbrecht. Mm-hmm. He was the producer. He helped me, I think, capture my vision, because I'm a mess, you know. I knew what I wanted to do. I knew the references.
I think being a mess goes with the job.
Exactly.
It's one of the qualifications.
Yeah, and so when I met him, I said, oh, thank you.
Is there a song that you think most exemplifies the synthesis of the Detroit Diego Garcia, the Tampa Diego, and the Argentinian Diego?
The entire record, for me, we achieved our goal, which is if you're not really paying attention, it sounds like it's in Spanish. Really, that was the idea. It's in English, though. From the phrasing to the intonation to the vibrato in the voice, we really made an effort to sound as if I was singing in Spanish. As far as a song that sort of epitomizes the sound, there's a section on the album that is probably my favorite. It would have to be the solo in the song Laura. Right after the first chorus, George, he grabs the nylon guitar and just throws down this solo, which for me sums it all up.
It's your fault that you think of.
So here I am, you know.
You must think.
Talking to my lost love. I mean, I find it hard to even talk over that solo, just because I mean, when that happened, I knew right away, you know, we were doing something really special. I just I get the goosebumps when I hear that solo. Funny enough, I've always been much more interested in the arrangement than even my performance.
Yeah, I see you're talking over your own voice now.
Oh yeah,
versus the solo.
The process of putting down these vocals was also very new and different for me. You know, usually it was just recording a bunch of tracks and sort of putting something together. That was Elephant. You know, this approach was much more demanding.
It's your fault that you think of me. It's your fault you must think of me. Do you laugh or cry when you hear my name, or will you never regret?
It is so different from the really heavy sounding bass and the electric guitar and drum of Elephant, mm-hmm. your previous group.
Yeah, well, you know, I was in an Iggy Pop cover band at Brown, so it just felt, you know, that's where I was in my life. I'm a little older now, and the message was much more vulnerable and intimate.
The song that, to me, and maybe it's just the arrangement and the bareness of it, but the one that seemed to be so open and kind of courageous in a way is Stay.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that.
That song was inspired while I was living in Chinatown, New York City. I was living on the corner of Grand and Baxter, and we'd just broken up.
And is this Laura?
Laura had just left me and decided it was a good idea to move into an apartment across the street from me. She had moved into a penthouse apartment that was literally made of glass on top of this building. So I could, if I wanted to, look into her life. It was torture. And I'm sort of happy it all happened because it led to this song called Stay, which opens, you know, a walk in the night by your house again. Oh, how we both pretend that our love is dead. You offer a kiss in a block of ice. So
keep going. I like the next line. Your friends.
Your friends offer cold advice, frozen and precise. Stay. Stay with me. You're my angel. Stay with me.
Is Laura in your life at all now?
We got back together 4 or 5 years later, I mean, after I'd written all the songs. And now we are married, and we have a baby, and it's sort of this incredible story, you know?
The malaise of love no more.
Yeah.
Thank you, by the way, for telling me you're married, because I noticed the wedding ring, and I know that you have a one-year-old, and I was wondering if Laura was still in the picture.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's in New York City right now. And
that's a really nice story.
Yeah.
Unusual for for that kind of outcome.
Yeah, no, it's the album is just, I guess, a byproduct of those years, yeah.
Diego Garcia, thank you.
Thank you so much, Lisa.
Say all the things you may feel. All the kisses I steal keep me wanting you more. But just feel you so cold, make me understand. When I knew you back then. All the time we would spend and the smiles you would send made me happier than I ever been. Please.
Diego Garcia's new CD is called Laura. Just a reminder, there are more ways than ever to keep up with the world. Stop by and see us sometime at theworld.org. And while you're there, you can subscribe to our daily and weekly podcasts. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for listening.
Now there's no reason for us to go on. No need to pretend.